This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States is promising to continue to help evacuate Americans and vulnerable Afghans from Kabul up until the very end. This despite ongoing threats to the airport, including an overnight rocket attack claimed by Islamic State's Afghan branch. Pentagon officials Monday said they had no intention of stopping what is being described as the largest airlift by the U.S. military, even as the August 31st deadline quickly approaches. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Hamid Karzai International Airport will remain open and operational through the final flights. The White House and Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people have been evacuated. That includes more than 5,000 Americans that have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan earlier in August. Officials said another 1,200 or so people flew out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights over the past 24 hours. The rockets from the Islamic State affiliate did not halt the steady stream of U.S. military C-17 cargo jets taking off and landing at the airport. This comes days after Afghanistan's IS affiliate launched a devastating suicide bombing Thursday at one of the airport gates that killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. The U.S. military is also investigating reports of civilian casualties that after it conducted an airstrike Sunday that it said eliminated an imminent ISIS-K threat to the airport. This is VOA News. What was Hurricane Ida has left scores of coastal residents in the U.S. state of Louisiana trapped by floodwaters and pleading to be rescued. The storm also turned the state's electrical grid across a wide swath of the state into shambles in the middle of sweltering late summer heat. One of the most powerful hurricanes ever to hit the U.S. mainland has now weakened into a tropical storm as it pushes inland over the state of Mississippi with torrential rain and shrieking winds. No major flooding was reported inside the flood coastal control system, rather, that protects the city of New Orleans. But with communication spotty and no power, the extent of the damage across the city was not immediately clear. U.S. fire officials in the U.S. western state of California ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin as crews deal with a two-week-old blaze. Officials said Sunday evening the fire was more aggressive than anticipated as it continues to edge toward the popular tourist area, Lake Tahoe. Many were ordered to leave while others were faced with warnings. California's fire division chief said the Caldor fire has been growing by about a half mile each day for the last few days, but on Sunday it expanded by 2.5 miles. Planned protests against South Sudan's government failed to materialize Monday amid a heavy deployment of security forces in the capital, Juba, and a nationwide disruption of internet service. A coalition of activist groups had called for public demonstrations to coincide with President Salva Kiir's address to lawmakers at the opening session of Parliament Monday. However, there were no major gatherings on the street of Juba. Speaking to VOA, Wani Michael, a member of the People's Coalition for Civil Action, said the protest fizzled because people were scared off by the large police presence throughout the city. The activists accuse Kiir's government of corruption and failing to protect the population or provide basic services. Kiir's government has repeatedly denied allegations from rights and advocacy groups of abuses and corruption. Three prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center have had their first day in court. They've been held for 18 years in connection with the deadly 2002 Bali nightclub bombings and other plots in Southeast Asia. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.